Hu gavra, the shol shunim b'chavre. He borrowed a cat, presumably to kill the mice, or to eat the mice, we'll see. Chavrele achbri v'katlu. The rats ganged up on him, on the cat, killed it. Yosir v'ashikam b'yle, kagav demai. Mes machsum locha dami oiloi. Is that called mes machsum locha? The Gemara Malay, Marcha Ravashi, Hakamar Vimi, Magrunya, Shmeda Rava, Gabba, the Mashkatlu, Loidina Loidaina. A man who's killed by woman is not worth anything. Nothing to talk about this guy. So, Meila, so too, if the cat got eaten by the mice, so Rashi says, Lehoyle lipo biyadon. So Pashtus Rashi means, Emela, it's not Meis Mach Slach Lachar Nichayev. Even though, I think the sheet that brings down from the Rajba, or from the Mechanano, in the opposite. It is Meis Mach Lachar. Pashtus Rashi is saying, that's not called Meis Mach, it's not a regular thing. Meis Mach Lach is a regular thing. See, the truth of the matter is, I don't know if you remember from last month, but when the Gemara said that the Psur of Meis Mach Lach, the Gemara said, "V'lav l'ukma v'kilsa she'ilta." Why is Meis Mach Lach, if a shayla is chayiv and einsim, why is he part of Meis Mach Lach? So the Gemara says, "V'lav l'ukma v'kilsa she'ilta." I didn't borrow it just to put it in the break fund. So we had a machoikas rishonim then. What is the side of that? The Ramban said that the reason why is the read the p'tur, the side of the p'tur is because it's pshia of the mashal. Because obviously the behemoth wasn't cut out to do the work that he borrowed it for. And therefore, your potter. It's like he was b'shei. He gave him something which wasn't fit for the job. So therefore, your potter, because he was b'shei by giving it to him. So mele, therefore, your potter. That's what the Ramban said. The Rashba said, because just like, you know, there's always wear and tear on any object or any animal. And therefore, so just like malakal kul malakal the balga. So when you give it, you're giving it al das that it's going to be wear and tear. When you lend something out, then you know that there's wear and tear, and still you gave it. So there's like mechila. It's understood that there's going to be wear and tear. So meila, okay. So here the wear and tear was a lot of wear and tear that actually died. So those are two mahalchim and rishonim, two very basic mahalchim and rishonim. What is the side of the p'tur of meisa machmas malacha? So now, over here, where we say that this cat was a bit of a wimp, and it got killed by the mice, so I'm just wondering, I mean, if you say that because Pshia of the Mazik, right? So then the Chayr over here also might be Pshia of the Mazik. The Mazik, of the Mashal. Right, so therefore, if the side of the p'tor is that the pshia, that obviously the animal wasn't cut out or the object wasn't cut out for what you're lending it, what he's borrowing it for, what you're lending it out for, then therefore you're p'she, and therefore he's potter. So chayra, I would say the same thing over here also. So chayra, I would say that misvar l'fidur and ban, you should be potter over here. Was it this animal got killed by the rats? Obviously it's a shvach cat. Right? If you give him a cat that's supposed to kill the rats and it gets eaten by them, obviously there's a problem with this cat. But if you say the pshat is that because al smach, normal wear and tear you gave and you're meichel that, so over here you didn't think that it wasn't al das that it's going to get eaten by the rats. So I think, how you learn this Gemara, you know, whether the Gemara is saying Yepot, the Gemara is saying Chayev, I thought Mesvar should be telling in the two Mahalchim that shown before. Now, the Gemara gives that another story, a different version. Ikad Amri, Achal Ach Bar Tuva, V'chavel Mis. He overdosed on rats. He ate too many rats. And V'chavel Nischamen, he died. So Yosef Asher Kamai, Chagav Namai, Amle Remarach Le Ravashi, Hachem Ravim Magrunya. Gavra, the Noshi Katlu, Loidinev Loidaini. The Noshi Katlu, Rashi says, not only before that they actually killed him, but he was bald, Bilas Harbor, the Mace. So the same thing over here also, the cat ate too many mice. And therefore, if Rashi is saying that, That's not called Meis Samach Mas Malacha. Now, it's like this. There's a Machlaikis, the Ramah, and the Rosh, which also we brought down before. And what happens if a guy borrows an animal to go to a certain place, and Listim came and killed it on the road? Okay, so as it was, you know, he was riding the animal, and then it got killed. So, is that called Meis Samach Mas Malacha? So, the Ramah says it's called Meis Samach Mas Malacha. But even though it didn't die because of the Malacha, but it died during the Malacha, that's called Meis Samach Mas Malacha. The Rosh argues. So the Machne Ephraim wanted to say that it's Talui in the Chakira, what's the Peshad of Meis Machas Lacha? What's the Peshad of Meis Machas Lacha? If you know the Peshad is that it was Peshia of the Mashal, there's no Peshia of the Mashal. He gave it to the guy, to the animals as a healthy animal. It just happens to be that he was in the wrong spot in the wrong time. In the wrong place in the wrong time. Then the listing came, the bandits came, they killed it. But it wasn't a pshir of the mashal. But if you hold the pshat is that the guy's giving it out, al-das, you know, no wear and tear. Okay, so you can say that it's all, you know, this is something that that could happen during, you know, during the use. That's what Machfrayim wants to say. But it's interesting that Ramah brings a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says that if he ate too many mice and it died, so the Ramah says, and the Ramah learns that what he's saying is that he's potter. He's saying he's potter, even though he wasn't doing, you know, the way Bach explains, the Ramah saying it wasn't hard to eat the mice. It was hard to kill the mice. So how did he die? He died during the work. He didn't die doing the work because of the work. He died during the work. So Mele says the Ramah, who I didn't, if it was, it was on the way, he was using it, and then someone killed it. So it didn't die because of the work, but it died during the work. That's what the Ramah is right in this Gemara. The Rosh holds no, I guess, you know, part of it is the eating. It was understood that he's eating. So, Amar Rava, Hai man, the boy lemishal midi mechavre, the lifter. If you want to borrow something and you want me potter from chiyuvim, name alei ashkayin maya, v'hav v'sheil b'aylum. While you're borrowing the thing, you should ask the mashal for a cup of water. You ask the mashal for a cup of water, then the mashal is working for you. Mashal's working for you, and something happens, it's Shail B'Bailam. So Pashas means, and as while he's going to give you a cup of water, you'll be kind of the object. And therefore it's considered Shail B'Bailam. If the mashal is a bright fella, he'll tell him, "Shal bereish shabada ashkayach." You want a cup of water? Give him, I'll give you a cup of water. Give him as much water as you want. First, make a kinyan on the kara, and then I'll give you a cup of water, so that they avoid the problem of shel b'vayim. Amar Rava, mikri dardiki shasla tabchav umna sapra masa kulhoin beidan avidatayu kshel b'vayim damu. So these are, Rashi says, Shasla, Netea Kramel Mechza, is an Aris, Umna, make his dam, Sapra, Mesap Zanche'er Betasbaris, Barber. So the Rebbe, the Aris, and the butcher, the Makis Dam, and the Barber, the city, the city barber and the city chulu, city doctor. So kulam beidna b'detayu k'shel b'ayim damu. So while they're working k'shel b'ayim, Rashi says k'shel b'ayim damu. Im mishahay ze b'mlachtoi shal heimena b'heim v'oisa shal u'meisa pater. So Rashi learns the Gemara k'pshutai that when he's giving a certain person a haircut, the guy borrows something from him, then the Shail B'Bailam. If he's shechting an animal for this guy, and the guy borrows something from him while he's shechting the animal for him, so then it says classic Shail B'Bailam. That's what Rashi learns. That's what Rashi says. Im Mishahoy is Zeh B'Malachdoi Shol Heimen U'Behem If Ois is Shol U'Meisa Potter. So Rashi and Rashita asks in Rashi, then what's the Chiddush? Okay, this is classic Shail B'Bailam. The one gives a comp. You have a city barber, right? Sapra Masa. He's a city barber. He's a city butcher. And it's called Shail B'Bailam. Shkoyach. And if he wasn't a city barber, and if it was a local barber, he's a private barber. He's not a city barber. He's got his own. And then the point is, if he's working for you, and then you loan something to him, it's Shail B'Bailam. It's classic Shail B'Bailam. What's the Chiddush? So therefore the Shita says that we're talking about like this, that the Chiddush is, even if he's not working for you, but since he's hired by the city to be available for everyone, he's a city barber, he's a city butcher, he's a city maker's dam, so pshat is that he's hired for everyone. He's hired by everyone for everyone. So Mela, anyone that borrows something from him is considered Shail B'Bailam. So in the Lashon of Gemara, the Eden of the Tayu, maybe it's more mashma like Rashi. But I guess the few other Rishayim is going to mean the Eden of the Tayu doesn't mean when he's working for you, it means when he has hours. In other words, he's open from 9 to 5. So during those hours, he's hired by the city for the city. And then you borrow something from him, that's called Shail B'Bailam. That's what means being the Vidatayu. In other words, when he's not working, right, he doesn't have the shingles out, then he's not Shail B'Bailam. But when he's open for business, it's already Shail B'Bailam for everyone. Not like Rashi. Rashi's mind is only for the guy he's actually working for. Amar Rabban L'Rava, Shalom Mar. So, Rava was the Rebbe, and they wanted to borrow something from Rava, the Grashi. Shalomar, they told me, you are Nishal Tas. L'machtenu, l'ma lanu tayr, sh'yeshin l'ma lanu tayr kol yayim. Him Nishal, men abehema, umeis and iftar. So saying that, by you, it's always Shail B'Bailam, because you're our worker. Whole day. Ikbet, he got mad. He was upset. Amr Lahu, Mafkumi Mimanoi Kabisu, he's trying to rip me off and trying to take my money away from me. Adarabba, Atun Shinotunli. You're telling me that I'm loaned to you. On the contrary, you guys are loaned to me. Lumlachti. Why dilo no motzi shtamuti lchu mesach lo mesachta aton lo motzi shtamuti rashi shakshani khafez la haslo mesachas acheres shlo tishkach mimani. I put one chaz and makis today. I feel like I'm forgetting makis. It's I want the chaz and makis today. So tough love, you guys got to go along. It's not like today where, you know, depending on what, you know, whatever yeshiva learns depends on, the, you know, the future yeshiva is. You got a shtel tzuf. Yeah? Inu shiloi b'shar yaymi. So gosh, yaym d'kala, k'she d'arishin, nefnei regal, b'chse regal, l'imos ha-shemut milsach rita. So during the Yom Tov season, he shol to that because he can't change. During the rest of the year, they're shol to him. Now, the Makar Chayim, the Nesivis and Hilchas Pesach, Siman Tov Chof Tes, he has a problem that he doesn't understand. He has the kasha. If let's say a worker, someone I hire a worker, right? But the worker, in the contract, it says the worker can decide what job he wants to do. Yeah, I can't dictate him what to do. It, you know, whatever's available, there's a few jobs. I own a factory. There's a few jobs available. He could decide whatever he wants to do. Yeah. So now you can say it's not charitable but Bailam, because he could decide whatever job he wants to do. Mechtesi, right? Because it's a pella. What's Rava saying? Because I could decide what I want to teach you, it's not charitable but Bailam. Hooray. You know, Rav is working for them, right? He's the Rabbi. Elamai, because he could dictate what to learn, it's not Shalom Bailam. And if you had that not by learning, not by a Rabbi. You had that by a worker. The worker, the terms of the contract is as such that the worker can decide what he wants to learn, what he wants to work. So it's not Shalom, it's not called my worker. It's not Baal of Imla Yashalom. Of course it is. Mechtei Zanah. So what's going on in the Gemara, B'chal? Call the kasha. So Teretz is up to the Sivis. That Batsam, the Rebbe is not considered a worker. The Rebbe is not considered a worker. Meaning, because Rav over here did not get paid. He's not a worker. Right? Elamai, what makes a chair of a bailim would only be the fact because is that he can't decide what he wants to learn. Whereas, what makes a chair of a bailim b'chlal is only because Rava can't decide what he wants to learn. Batsim is not hired to them. He's not hired. Elamai, what makes him kill his mishubah to them? He's teaching Torah, right? That's not called working for them. Elamai, what makes it, Zakhtin Nesivis, that I consider that he's working for them, is the fact that he's mishubah to them. He's mishubah to them in what he has to teach them. That's what makes it that he's mishubah to them, Mechal. Otherwise, he's not mishubah to them, Mechal. It's not called he's working for them. He's teaching Torah. That's not called working. What makes it that he's considered working for them, that Sheol Abayalim, is only that he can't decide. It's that Shibud, that he has to do this, that's what makes it Sheol Abayalim. So Mela, it's Tali, and vice versa with Talmidim as well. No one's working for the other one. It's only if there's somewhat of a shibud that they can't do what they want to do. That is the shibud. The shail ma'am is on that nakuda. So maybe it's only if you have that situation. Fine. Mamrei Bar Chanina, Oiger Kunaisa Ben Chuzai. He rented a Kunaisa Preder Ashi, says Ben Chuzai. He rented to them. Nofak Ludluye Tuna Badayu. He went out to help them load up the donkey. Pashuba umis. These people, the Bnei Chuzai, were Pesheya and the animal died. Also, Kami the Rava. Chayvinu. So Rava was Machayvin. Amulei Rabban, the Rava, Pesheva Bailami. Because when Maremar went out, then he helped them lord the donkey. So the Sheva Bailam. Ichsif. He was embarrassed. He missed halacha. L'sayif v'gloi milsa d'lameisa t'unu hu d'napik. That's him. It was this barer that l'roish l'yir b'masa. He didn't go out to help them lord the donkey. He just went out to make sure they don't load up the donkey too much. So man, that's why really Alib Damas, even though Rava messed up, but Alib Damas he passed incorrect because it wasn't Shalom Bayim. The Gemara, Hani Chumanam Pshiv Bailam Pater, Shemach Yivs Ichsev. We had a Machlekes before Pshiv Bailam was Pater. Halaman Dam Pshiv Damer Chayiv, my Ichsev. Even though it's Pshiv Bailam, but Pshiv Bailam was Chayiv. The Ptur of Bailam was not said by Pshiv. The Gemara, Loi Mifshe Pashuba, El Ignuve Ignuv. Umeiz Gedarke Began of Hava. So the case was, it wasn't that they were Pesheya, Elmai was stolen. And it died by the gun. Vasil kamei the Rav b'chayvinu. Rashi. Umeis kedarke beganav. Afil loch chayavim. Yinam yishav kamal chamavas beganav. Yinam yishav kamal chamavas beganav avakayimah. Kamir perkam afkid. Hilkum mishenignav chayiv tashlumin. So even though it was a seicher over here, seicher is pater noinsim. But we had an amafkid. That since it was stolen before it died, so we say that even had Malcham Avis not killed it, it would still be stolen. So if you chayif the fact that it's stolen, that was the case. So betz the chayif for the geneva was the kamei the rav chayivinu. I'm the rabban the rav geneva bebailim he. So it's geneva bail. So here the chayif is a geneva, not for pshir. The chayif is not geneva. And may is geneva bebailim. It's grashi. So when he loaned it to them, he was helping them, like we thought in the beginning. But here, it's not Pshir Bailim, here it's Gneva Bailim. Gneva Bailim, everyone holds your potter. Ichsev was embarrassed. Aside from Gleim Wilson, the Mesa Tunu was not big. And Mela, it wasn't Sheila.